Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you so much for tuning in to another broadcast of Real Women Real Talk. I am your host, Barbara Archer, and I just want to say thank you for joining me this evening as we come live every Wednesday evening at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tonight's episode is going to be a very heartfelt broadcast, and I hope that you will be blessed by it. So before we get started, I always like to start off with a word of prayer. Father, we just come to you this evening. We just thank you, Father, for all that what you've done, all that what you continue to do in our lives. And Lord, we just pray right now that you would just have your way in these moments that we share as we open up. Father, that people's lives will be changed, that women will be healed and delivered and set free from the different things, Father, that has held us captive in our souls for so many years. And Father, I just pray that there will be a release in the atmosphere this night. And Lord, I pray everyone under the sound of my breath that you would just minister to every person, to every home, to every heart, and to every life. And Father, we will forever give you all the glory. We will forever give you all the praise and all the honor. In Jesus' wonderful name, amen. So, this evening's episode is very heartfelt, and I'm very excited as well. And this is something that each and every last one of us can relate to. Are you still stuck in the past with your ex? Wow, that is a very profound statement. And for many of us, that's where we're at. So I just want to just start off with this. This evening, the show is for you. It's for all women. Do you find yourself wanting love, but soon discover that you're stuck in the past with your ex? And what I mean, I don't mean it in a sense that you're stuck in the past with your ex, that you're still harboring feelings for your ex. But what it means that we have to go a little bit deeper with that, because so often what happens is this. We get into these relationships, and while we're in these relationships, we get stuck. We get to a place that where we have been hurt. Maybe that person has hurt us, and we become damaged. And then so often we get some time to ourselves, you know, as ladies, you know, we may go ahead, go shopping, buy ourselves a nice outfit, go to the salon, get our hair done, get our nails done, make ourselves look real pretty so that we feel pretty. Then as time goes on, you may meet someone. But then when you do meet that person, what happens? You bring that baggage because you're still stuck in what the last person did to you, that you can't move forward into the plans that God has for you ultimately. And I'm just going to just throw my story out there myself, because when I was debating and in prayer about this series, God started to speak to me. And over the last week, God really been speaking to me in this area about matters of the heart, you know, and this is an area that I have struggled myself for in many years, you know. So now it's starting to resurface itself, and God is like, okay, Barbara, now you're going to deal with this issue. You've been running from it long enough. And I know my thing is that there are times that it's like when something that looks like, okay, this could be it, and then what typically happens is that I'm afraid of it because I'm afraid of what it represents, you know. And because I'm afraid of what it represents, I will shy from it, you know. I will close down. I'll go into this little cocoon where I'm nice and safe and I'm warm and no one can harm me there. No one can do anything to me because I'm safe. But what I'm learning is that when you love, you have to become vulnerable and you have to be open. And sometimes as women, we struggle with opening ourselves and being vulnerable. So what I like to be able to do is just to discuss some of that this evening, and we're going to really touch it so we can really get to the core of why we are the way how we are. We didn't just get here the way that it is. Things that have happened in our lives over the course of time. It could be a failed relationship that what you had. It could have been early on in your childhood. But somewhere in your life, you had experienced something, and it has left you paralyzed. And so many women are paralyzed today. So what I'm going to discuss this evening is how to get unglued and stay unglued God's way. Now, do I have all the answers? No. But what I will say is that I am a work in progress, okay, like we all are. So how many ladies can agree that we've all had bad relationships, whether it was a marriage or it was a boyfriend or a girlfriend, or, you know, if you're a man, it could be a girlfriend. You know, a lot of times we don't look to men as though that they have issues themselves, but they do, okay? So, but we're going to really focus on the woman here, because I believe that we need to get to a place that we will allow God to freely and set us free, because once we are free, then we'll be able to move and operate, you know, and we'll be open, you know. So a lot of times when you're stuck, that can also be an indicator that you're stuck even in your relationship with God, because like I said before on the other platform from Sandy to saying on Thursday mornings at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, when your relationship, when you struggle in relationships with other people because you're having a struggle in your relationship with God, because if your relationship with God is intact, then all your other relationships are going to be intact, okay? So that is the perimeter where we can actually look at it and we can base everything at that center, because that's where it all starts at. And I know myself, you know, that I struggle in those areas myself, and I need to be open and allow God to do what he wants to do. And by me openly admitting it is the first step for me, because I wouldn't have never admitted this any other time before in my life. So I'm one step further getting to where I need to get to. Am I there yet? No, but I'm going to continue to strive for it each and every day. In fact, this morning my prayer was, God, help me in relationships with friends as well, you know, because sometimes we can get so busy doing the good things, okay, that we forget our friends and, you know, along the way. So that's one of the things what I'm praying about as well. And what I like for you to do is hit me up on Facebook, hit me up on Twitter, send me an email at Barbara@fromInsanityToSane.com. I would love to hear your comments, because what I would like to be able to do is to answer your questions. Some people call in and they just want to listen. They don't feel comfortable asking questions, and that's fine. So if that is you, just send me an email. I would love to hear from you. Any concerns or questions that you may have regarding this episode this evening, I would like to be able to discuss it with you. And who knows, you could be the next guest on Real Woman, Real Talk. So anyway, I'm going to give you the basics as far as what we need to do in our relationship so we can do it God's way, all right? And the first thing that what we have to do is that we have to openly come clean and we have to confess, okay? And the first thing to do is just confess, okay, God, you know what, this is my area. This is where I struggle at. And it may be hard for you to admit that because we like to think that we have it all together. We don't like to display that we're struggling because for some reason when we say that we're a struggle, we think that it's like some type of, you know, it's some type of poison, you know, that we shouldn't be like that. You know, as Christians, we should all be strong all the time. Well, you know what? You're going to have struggles, and you're going to have tribulations, and you're going to have trials. God ain't never promised us that we was going to walk this earth, everything was going to be peachy, and we wasn't going to have any issues, everything was going to be sweet. No, that's not the reality, okay? But at the end of the day, you know, we just have to be real and admit that this is our struggle, this is what we're dealing with. Because if you don't admit it, it's just like an alcoholic. If an alcoholic does not admit that they have a drinking problem, they'll never stop drinking. Okay? So we have to speak it because there's power in the tongue. You know, the Bible says that you're either going to send out blessings or curses, but there's power in the tongue. The tongue is the smallest organ, the smallest part of the body, but it's the most deadliest because those words come out, and when those words come out, they're going to take root. Okay? So what we're going to discuss this evening is how do we get from point A to point B, and simply what you have to do is that you have to admit that this is your issue, this is where you struggle at, and ask God to help you because he wants to help you. There's no part of you that God does not want to help. He desires to be close to his people. He desires to have fellowship with you. So all you have to do is just confess it and let him have his way in your life. Amen? Okay, so once you confess it, okay, then you have to say, okay, deal with whatever it is you have to deal with. You know, you may have to forgive a person. You may have to, you know, go to that person, ask for forgiveness. You know, there may be sacrifices that you have to make along the way in your walk just so that you can get to a place of freedom, and it's okay. But I'm teaching you how to become, how to get unglued from your ex. And your ex is not always a person, okay? Your ex can be your past. And that a lot of times we need to get unglued from our past because our past still has a hold on us. You know, it's like that, you know, like it was that worship song that the grave no longer has a hold on Jesus, okay? Well, sometimes our past can still have a hold on us today, and we have not let go of it yet, okay? But we're going to talk about a little bit about relationships, okay? Because relationships is a big part of where we at, whether you're going to have a relationship with your spouse or with your neighbors or with your coworkers or with your people in your neighborhood, people at your church. You're going to always be around people, okay? And as you be around people, you're bound to get hurt by people. There's no way you're going to go through life and never be hurt by an individual. That's just not realistic thinking. It's going to happen. But what we have to learn how to do is that we have to get to a place, okay, that we don't let that hinder us. It's like, yes, I may not agree with you, but guess what? I can still go on. I can still love you. I can still befriend you. I can do all of these things, okay? And I can still be Barbara at the end of the day because that's what matters. So what I like for you to be able to do is to think about that ex, you know? And for the woman out there that may be struggling with that relationship with her ex and you're still holding on to it, I'm gonna share this with you. There comes a time that you have to let go, okay? Sometimes we hold on to things too long, and God is like, okay, I'm over here. Why are you still over there? Okay? You know, I mean, I went through a similar situation like that way several months ago myself, you know, and what I'm learning in my walk is that there are people that who God has destined you to, that they're supposed to be a part of your life, okay? But sometimes we hold on to people a little while longer than what they're supposed to be in our lives. Some people are only supposed to be in your life for a season. That doesn't mean that they're supposed to stick around forever. They're not, you know, that doesn't mean that they're supposed to stick around to the end of the earth. That's not their purpose. Once when that purpose that God has for that person in your life, when that purpose is over, then it's over. And as fast as God brought that person in your life, God can take that person right out of your life just that fast. I've seen God do it, okay? And when that happens, it's because they have served their purpose in your life, okay? And as you go to the next level, God is sending you other people. And maybe those people may last a little while longer, but that's part of God's plan. So there are so many people that God's going to bring into your life, and then you have to get to a place when you're going to finally let go, you know, because God has moved on. And I was holding on to the same thing, and then one Sunday night I was listening to T.D. Jakes on a Sunday evening at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and his message was, God has moved on. And I heard that message, and I just sat back. It was so sobering, and I just sat back, and I started meditating on it, and I was like, okay, Lord, what area in my life am I still stuck, and you have moved on? And God revealed it to me, and I was like, okay. So I had to get to a place, all right, Barbara, it's time that you move on, because God has moved on. God is over here, but I'm still trying to stay over here, okay? So there are times that you have to get past it, and you have to move on so that you can embrace the next thing that in your life that God wants to do in your life, you know. And if you're not, and one of the things that what I will say, when you get to a place that you continue to hold on, then there's a deeper problem. It's not that you can't let go, but there's an issue that is under the surface why you simply can't let go. Because there's no reason why we can't let go of people, okay? But when we struggle, there's nothing wrong with letting go of people, and there's nothing wrong with holding on to people. But when we hold on to people in an unhealthy way, okay, then there's a deeper issue, you know, that what we really have to deal with. We have to ask yourself a question, okay, what is the issue that I'm really struggling with today, right? So we're going to get unstuck, unglued from our past, and we're going to start to work towards having healthy relationships with God, healthy relationship with our children, our family members, our loved ones, our neighbors, you know, our coworkers. We need to start to have healthy, formed relationships with people. And the only way how to do that, the only way I know how to do that, okay, is to seek God and let God lead you, let God direct you, you know, because there are some things in my life that I can't do on my own, and I need him to help me, you know. I need him to be able to get me to that place that I can surrender to his will, you know what I'm saying? So that's what we need to do, you know. And I believe that once when we get to that place, then I think we'll be able to do great things together for the kingdom when we're able to be as one with Almighty God. And where we're not at one with Almighty God, then everything else in our lives, you know, seem to, you know, get out of place, you know, and things get very confused in our lives because our relationship with God is out of an alignment. So we need to always align ourselves with God first, and then everything else will fall into place. Doesn't matter where you're at or where your struggle may be at today, it doesn't have to always be that way. So I want you to ask yourself a question. It's this, okay? What is holding you back? Where are you stuck at? Are you stuck in your mind, or are you stuck in your thoughts? Okay? Some people are stuck in their thoughts, and they can't move past that. Okay, some people are stuck in their soul. You know, it's different things. You know, it may be a hurt, it may be a pain, it may be a disappointment. They're still holding on to something, okay, that's in their soul, okay? And like I say, that our soul is made up of three parts, mind, will, and emotions. So when those things, mind, will, and emotions, is out of alignment, everything else in our lives as well is going to be out of alignment. So we need to always align ourselves with God and with his word and what God's word says over certain situations in our lives. So if you keep God first, everything else goes well. Yes, I'm not going to say that you're not going to hit a brick wall. I'm not going to say that something is not going to happen. I'm not going to say that you're not going to have disappointment. You will have those disappointments. You will have those hurts. You will have those pains. But God will make those pains easier because once you forgive a person, okay, then you are basically saying, God, I trust you. You know, and that was my main struggle with really giving my heart to a person, is that, and God revealed it to me. He says, you don't trust me with your heart. And I'm like, are you for real? I trust you with my heart. God's like, no, you don't trust me with it. You don't trust me because when you trust a person, you become vulnerable, you know? And that's something that I never show to people, especially to the opposite sex, that vulnerability, you know, that softer side, you know? I'm just going to say this real fast, though. My daughter was talking to my sister one day on the phone, and she made a statement, and she says, Barbara, that's one thing that you can't be. You can't be that Proverbs 31 woman in the Bible and be David at the same time, which David was a warrior, you know. So that's sort of like my personality, okay. But at the same time, you know, that's where I struggle at, and that's what God shows me, you know, so you don't trust me with the matters of your heart. So you always try to hold on to something. And then the moment something gets out of alignment, that it looks a little bit familiar to something that I've seen before, that's when Barbara shuts down and go back into this cocoon, and I stay there, you know. Yes, do I want to stay in that cocoon? No. Do I want to break free from it? Yes. But the problem that a lot of us have is, how do we go about breaking free when we have been in that cocoon for so long? It's nice and safe. It's warm. No one can get to us. How do we get to point A to point B? So what God showed me is that you don't trust me with your heart, okay? And that is my struggle. But I will say this, I'm working on it. I give it to God each and every day, and I'm praying, seeking him, asking him to do a work in that area in my life so I don't have to be that way, okay? So what I want to say to you all is this evening, and make this a part of your routine every day. I don't know what your prayer time is like, whether you pray early in the morning or you pray late at night or you pray in the evening or the afternoon. Whatever time that you get that quiet time together, I want you to pray next, God. Father, search my heart. Show me what's really on the inside of me. Show me areas in my life that I'm weak. Show me areas in my life that you want to change. And show me what I'm holding on to. What am I afraid of? Because we all are afraid of something. No one is going to say to me, I'm not afraid of anything. You know, you're afraid of something. You're afraid of admitting their truth. You know, now, you may not be afraid of dogs. You may not be afraid of wolves. But guess what? If you can say, I'm not afraid of anything, then what you're afraid of is that you're afraid of admitting that you are afraid of something. Okay? And to me, that's worse off. But I want you to seek God and ask God to reveal those things to you and show you those things so by that way you're able to move forward into the purpose and the destiny that God has for you. Amen? So what we're going to do is that we're going to be praying for you here at Real Woman Real Talk, okay? And I want y'all to continue to pray for us here. So we're going to go into an agreement that we're going to lift up one another and we're going to encourage one another. We're going to inspire one another. We're going to be there for one another. You know, and I would love to hear from you. So please hit me up on Facebook. Hit me up on Twitter. My Twitter account is Barcala7, BarcallaH7. Hit me up on Facebook. It's Barbara Archer. Or you can hit me up on my Facebook page, which is From Insanity to Sane. You can shoot me an email at Barbara, B-A-R-B-A-R-A, at FromInsanityToSane.com. So in the last 6 minutes that we have here on the air, I just want to make a few announcements. I've been announcing this on the other platform, and I believe I announced it twice here on this platform, but I want to continue to say it each and every week so by that way everyone knows what is going on. Okay, within the next few weeks, by the middle of May, maybe towards the end of May, Real Woman Real Talk Radio would no longer be on the air. As I continue to grow, I'm starting to see that I need to put more of my time into other places that where God is leading me. And so I will no longer be coming on Wednesday evenings at 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. Okay? I'm going to miss the platform, and who knows, it may be back one day, but there's other things what I'm doing, and I'm really trying to network over into the television network, so that's where I'm really pushing at. So some things going to have to give, and with this platform is one that's going to have to give. I also have a platform on Thursday mornings. I will be putting that to rest as well so that I can move on and do other things as well. I will continue to have my platform on Wednesday evenings at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, and Thursday evenings, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, and Thursday evenings, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Under Nearcom Television Productions, I will continue to come live every Wednesday and Thursday night as I do interviews with artists and interviews with authors and just interviews, period, you know. So over the next couple months, I'm going to be having some exciting guests that's going to be on the platform. I would like to discuss some of it now, but I don't want to spoil it for you. I will, however, be sending out those press releases like I always do, which lets everyone know who my guest is going to be and what day and time they will be coming onto the platform to join me in the studio. So you can continue to follow me, even though I may not be coming here too much longer on Wednesday evenings at 6:30, but you can definitely continue to follow the show on Wednesdays and Thursday evenings under Neocom Television Productions. Continue to follow me on Facebook so that you're always up to date what I am up to and what I am doing for the Kingdom of God. Also, the magazine, it has been in a long wait, but it is finally here. I'm going to be meeting with the web design team that has been helping me with the magazine. I'm going to be meeting with them on Fridays. We can fine-tune it, everything. And by Friday night, Saturday early morning, that magazine will be going live where you can get your copy at. I'm going to also be putting the link on Facebook so that you can go on. When you click on the link, it will take you directly to the page where you can purchase the magazine at itself. The magazine is going to be selling for $4.99. So please get your copy while supplies last. If you're looking for advertisements, we can do your advertisements as well. We do have some spaces available, but it is limited because it is going pretty fast. You're going to be surprised who's going to be on the front cover for the first issue, which will be coming out this weekend. Our very own, and that's all I'm going to say. I'm just going to say our very own, and I'm going to leave it at that. So that's going to be a surprise as well. I'm always looking to put new faces on the front cover of my magazine every month. So if you have a story or if you have a testimony or if you have a business and you're looking or you have ministry and you're looking to get some exposure for your business or your ministry, please hit me up at Barbara, B-A-R-A, at BeWhoYouAreMagazine.info. Once again, it is Barbara, B-A-R-B-A-R-A, at BeWhoYouAreMagazine.info. Send your email request there. I will be more than happy to get back to you to let you know what those rates are. Once I quote you your rate, if you find a rate that is cheaper than mine, you bring it to Be Who You Are Magazine. I will match that competitor's price, if not get you a lower rate than they are giving you. This is ministry for us, and I want to be able to bless God's people at all times. So with the 2 minutes left of what we have, I just want to thank you for tuning in to another broadcast of Real Women, Real Talk for the mature women of today in 2015. So the only thing I have left to say is just be blessed, be a blessing to others, walk in love, walk in peace, and just walk in your purpose that God has for you, whatever that purpose is. Only God knows. But if you seek Him, He will reveal to you exactly what that purpose is. But the first thing is that you have to know that you were born with destiny and you were born with a purpose. And God is going to fulfill that purpose in your life and through you. So just be blessed until next Wednesday. I will be back next Wednesday, same time, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, from 6:30 to 7. Be listening tonight on Neocom Television Productions as I interview a hip-hop artist. His name is J-I-V-Y. He is a hip-hop poetry contemporary artist. You do not want to miss him. I am very excited for this interview. He was on a different platform through Neocom, and now I have the privilege of bringing him under my platform tonight. So tune in tonight. Tomorrow night, I have the privilege of having gospel artist Tara Butler Jones. She will be in the studio with me tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You do not want to miss tomorrow night episode as well. So until then, just remember always, God loves you with an everlasting love. Be good to one another, and we'll see you back here next Wednesday, same time. Until then, have yourself a wonderful weekend, and we'll see you next week. Good night, everyone.